make it stop.
Morons with the song Night Visions from the High Tension Situation LP that came out in February on Sweet Time Records from Nashville. And Morons are from... Okay, so it just says Eastern Europe, but the record was recorded in Warsaw, so maybe they're from Poland? I don't know. Anyway, before that, we heard the Virgos from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, with the song Blessed Are the Dead That Die from Pennsylvania Death Trip that came out in September. I really recommend Pennsylvania Death Trip. It's weird to say, but it's a gorgeous record. In a thick, heavy, doomy way, there's a lot of beauty in it. Like that solo that we heard in there, it's like a beautiful bloom coming out of the rubble. I wonder if Brendan Small is an influence for them. That solo especially reminds me of him. Do yourself a favor and give the whole record a listen. Give yourself a little treat. Before that, we heard the song Paid in Brain by Direct Hit from the Wasted Mind LP that came out in 2016 on Fat Rec from San Francisco. And Direct Hit are from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Direct Hit are a really great Midwest emo indie rock band, so not a horror punk band at all, but that song, when I first heard it, I put it on my horror punk list. So as far as I know, that's their only song that falls into this genre, but if you're looking for some good chanting Midwest emo pop punk, definitely check out Direct Hit from Milwaukee. And then we started that off with The Muertos from Lima with the song La Momia from their self-titled that they self-released in 2010. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and thank you for joining me for our All Hallows Eve celebration, however you choose to celebrate. And remember to be mindful of the quiet kids who struggle with the changing season. You won't get the reaction that you're looking for from them if you bully them into having a good time. I remember, my great friend and yours, Michael from the North Bay, and I think it was two Halloweens ago, we saw this horror punk band from San Diego called, it's gonna drive me crazy. Anyway, we saw them in October, and they kept trying to get everyone up and moshing. The Riders from San Diego, that's what they were called. Ugh, that was gonna kill me. Anyway, they had a dunce cap with them that had Pit Dunce written on it, and they said that anyone that doesn't mosh has to sit on the stage and wear it. It did not work. I felt bad for them, because I'm sure that in sunny San Diego, everyone's up and energetic, but, like, sorry, dudes, this is the Pacific Northwest in October. Everyone's depressed and quiet at the moment, so we're all gonna hang by the bar or lean against the wall and nurse a drink. shaming people into getting out of their comfort zone is not going to inspire anyone to come out of their shell. Just let them enjoy their little corner. They're not hurting anyone. And no shame on the writhers at all. That's their thing, and I felt kind of bad for them for not getting the reaction that they're used to. But just, like, bands that want to tour up here, come in the summer if you want energy. Otherwise, we're all going through it, and that's okay. We're looking out for each other. That guy is still out there. Man, Creeper's lurking. So, anyway, let's get back to the spookies. So let's keep it going with, a great spooky band from Kentucky. And this record just came out a few weeks ago on Friday the 13th. So this is Pumpkin Guts featuring Plague 9 with the song The Ghost of John. was Cyclophore with the song The End of the World from the Why Should We Care LP that came out in 2021 on... Okay, a ton of labels did a pressing of it, so... Bad Health Records from Lyon, France. Malokia Records from Dijon, France. Lucian Distro from Lille, France. Lada Records, Keepon Team Records, and Chipunk Records all did pressings of it. Oof, six labels and distributors can't be wrong, so you know the record's worth it. Okay, and before that, we heard the band Deadlow with the song Dead Man Walking from the Not For Sale 7-inch that came out in January on Audio Epidemic Records. And Deadlow are from Massachusetts. I'm not sure what city. Before that, we heard the song Queen of Halloween by Ron Hexie and Ghoul Squad from To Mars and Back that came out in 2017, and Ghoul Squad are from Boston. Before that, we heard Sarxmo with the song Ultra Tumba from the Horrorbot EP that came out last year on October 30th, and Sarxmo are from Santiago del Estero, Argentina. And then we started that off with a great spooky band. That was Pumpkin Guts featuring Dirty Zach and Alan Jay from the band Plague 9 adding additional vocals and guitars. And that was the song The Ghost of John from Death, the Devil, and Dismemberment that came out a few weeks ago on Friday the 13th. Pumpkin Guts are from Pikeville, Kentucky, and Plague I keep wanting to call them Plague IX, but it's the Roman numeral 9, so Plague 9, and they're from Louisville. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So once again, hang on.
Hey! Yeah, I see you, asshole. I'm looking right at you. I know you can hear me. Keep walking, man. Don't creep around here. I know you can hear me, dude. I'm looking right at you. No, I don't give a shit. Keep moving, okay? Not here!
Pissing me off. So, anyway, thank you all for coming to my Halloween party. Shout out to Morris for pulling up. But seriously, this does count as a Halloween party, even if you're by yourself. Halloween doesn't have to be this big extroverted thing where everyone puts themselves on display. Like, okay, so when I was growing up, we didn't have any money, so I was never able to buy a costume. I was a quote-unquote ghost for most of my childhood years. Like, literally, I was that kid with a sheet over her head with two eye holes cut out. And that was my real bed sheet. Like, all year, I slept on a bed sheet with two eye holes in it. And then one day a year, I busted it out, took it off my mattress, and put it to work. It was one of those things that pointed out that I was different from the other kids, that, you know, my family, like, home life situation was different. But that specific thing never mattered because everyone was in a good mood anyway. It made me realize that being a spectator on Halloween is actually really appreciated by a lot of people. Kids that wanted to show off their costumes, I think, appreciated that there was a kid that wasn't looking for the spotlight, but, like, really liked seeing the kids that wanted to take the spotlight. So, if you're feeling introverted, you can still participate if you want. Be an audience member and appreciate all the creative work that the extroverts put in. And if you're an extrovert, please, seriously, let the introverts have their space. Halloween's for everybody. Let them celebrate their own way. So, I thought we'd conclude tonight with one of my all-time favorite records and definitely one of the most important PNW bands, especially Portland bands, Deadmoon! I want to listen to two songs from their double live LP, Live Evil, that was originally recorded on a VHS portable video machine on August 23rd, 1990, at the Longhorn in Stuttgart, Germany. And then the LP came out on Music Maniac Records from Tübingen, Germany in 1991. I love how, like, human the recording is. Like, Fred's guitar is out of tune and Tootie calls him on it. Michael from the North Bay and I have an inside joke sometimes where when something goes wrong, we say, I don't see no lights. I don't see no lights. So you'll hear that. So it's not quite horror punk, but it's still pretty like deadly. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Dew from all over. And thank you all so much for spending Halloween with me and celebrating however you like to celebrate. I love you all very much. So from the Live Evil double LP, this is... So this is Dead Moon with... Jesus, hang on! This is Dead Moon live in Stuttgart, Germany with the song Graveyard and then the song Remember Me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are you still in tune? Fred?
I don't see no lights.
Does it sound right to you? It sounds like you're maybe out already?
I guess.